this is Dick Vermeil. And if you're not listening to the drilling guys and following Bob's instructions, you're losing out, buddy.
Welcome back. You are listening to The Grilling Guys each and every Saturday morning on 107.3 WBBL-FM, where it's not just going to look good, it's going to cook good. That was a quote that was coined by Brett Bakita the day that Barbecue Bob was over with his family. He said that two or three times, so I wrote it down. Food just doesn't have to look good, but it's got to cook good. So we're going to hang that on him next time we talk to him. But anyway, we're going to be jetting out to talk to our buddy Jeff Kuhn from Frankenmuth Brewery, and he's going to talk to us a little bit about a Winterbach beer. Before we get to him, one of the things I like to do is when we talk about beer with you guys, we talk about the grilled food that goes with it. And I've got a little guide here from the Brewers Association. I pulled it offline. You could do the same thing. But it lists virtually every type of craft beer that's out there, and these Doppelbocks that Jeff's going to be talking about, according to this guide, go really well with rich, roasty foods like duck or roasted pork shanks, or great with cured meats. So keep that in mind. If we just talked to T-Gid, he said he was going to be doing the little duck breast on there. Again, those rich meats that you usually put a little bit of a fruity or a flavorful sauce, they go really good with these Bock beers. Good morning, Bob.
Well, good morning. And you're right. The thing about a Bock is if you're eating a richer food like that, it's like a red wine. You know, it kind of cuts the fat on your tongue. It opens up your taste buds, cleans them off a little bit. And you don't want something necessarily that's going to be real light and wishy-washy, especially this time of year anyway. There's probably a few other reasons that dark beers in particular go well in the winter. One of them being you drink them at a little warmer temperature. When it's cold outside, you're not craving a really cold beer. You know, you might be craving a beer, but it's not really cold. So those heavier beers you drink at a little bit warmer temperature, and you have to, otherwise you can't get the flavor out of them. But speaking of beers that you can't even doubt, we're going out to Frankenmuth Brewing Company out of Frankenmuth, Michigan. We're going to talk with the head brewmaster, Jeff Kuhn, is on the line. Good morning, Jeff.
Good morning. How are you guys doing today?
We're excited about your Winterbach.
Not near as excited as I am, as I'm sipping on one, looking at the beautiful blue sky and the sunshine just beaming through right here in Frankenmuth, Michigan.
Oh, well, that's just a beautiful little town you live in, and what a perfect place to put that authentic German-style brewery that you have. And you just, you know, you epitomize everything about brewing, and I don't know how they ever found you, but, like, you are the perfect guy to be heading that program up because you've dialed in some of the best beers, I think, in the world, and you're doing it in Michigan, and that's so cool for us.
I appreciate that. We try to do some authentic stuff here, and this Winterbach is just another one of those expressions, just like you guys were talking earlier. It's the time of the year. It's having something that warms you up. It's something that, you know, leaves you with some taste on your taste buds to complement, like you said, you know, the heavier, saucier type of stews and rich meats and sausage and cheese, you know, that kind of stuff. It's just a great beer to do that kind of thing with, you know. Or I love having it in a rocks glass straight up at room temperature. I just think it's great. But that's me.
Yep. What do you think the perfect temperature for, like, a Bock is? What's a recommended temperature?
My opinion is like your upper 50s. You know, I would say 58 to 60 degrees. This is my personal preference for it. And the reason for that is because you've got some rich malt in there that really explodes at those higher temperatures, and it just does a very, very nice job. Yeah, you can chill it. And I know people that love to have their beer chilled and that kind of stuff. That's cool, too. But what I always say is, give it a whirl one time. Just let it sit in your glass a little bit longer, and you'll be amazed at the flavors that just start to explode and come out of this beer as the temperature rises.
That's right. And one of the biggest things that kills me whenever I see it happening is drinking a beer like that out of the bottle. I immediately grab the bottle out of somebody's hands, I grab a glass, and I pour it in it, and I just look at them like, wow, I just saved your life. Because that's just a criminal thing. It's
exactly.
It's not going to wake.
Yes,
you're not waking the beer up.
Yes, you need to My opinion is that in that style of beer is that a brandy snifter is almost best, because you can then swirl it and allow your hand to warm it, and you can then just smell the malts and the different flavors that are going on, especially as it warms up.
Hey, Jeff, I got to ask you, this is Jop. Good morning. I know you've got a festival coming up over there, that Ice Fest, and are you unveiling that New Year's Stout over there during that occasion?
No, actually, the New Year's Stout we're doing, we're going to have it then. But the New Year's Stout, we did a soft release on it on Thursday, just this past Thursday. And when I say soft release, we just kind of put it in the system, brought it upstairs, and let it go. But this coming Tuesday, the 10th, from 6 to 8 p.m., I'm going to be doing a signing party, on that New Year's Stout, which is a released it in a 1 liter German Grolsch bottle, just have a certain amount of them. I've hand signed all the labels, and so it's kind of a fun thing. This is the third year that we've been doing this, and you talk about explosive beers at warmer temperatures. That one definitely is as well.
What's the date of that signing? What's the date of that signing going to be, Jeff?
That's Tuesday, January 10th.
Okay. We're talking with Jeff Kuhn, who's the head brewmaster from Frankenmuth Brewing Company in Frankenmuth, Michigan.
Hey, Jeff, thanks a lot for reaching out to us today and sharing a little bit about the great winter box that you're making over there and helping us learn how to drink those properly. So
my pleasure.
Are you going to be, one last question, you going to be at the Winter Beer Fest over here in West Michigan on the 25th of February? Great. Well, we'll look forward to seeing you there, and maybe if you can sneak a bottle of that hand-signed New Year's Stout with you, we'll make sure we pick that up from you.
I'm sure I can do something like that.
Yeah.
All right, great.
Just drive your pickup truck and, fill the whole stinking thing up, for crying out loud. Hey, I can't wait to see you, man. We're going to have some fun, baby. All right.
All righty. Thanks,
dude.
Thanks, guys.
Okay, right. That's Jeff Kuhn from Frankenmuth Brewing Company. Fun guy. These brewers are just fun people. And, he would love this place, because there's one thing about brewers. Those guys know how to make bread. And that's why Siciliano's has not only the home brewing section, but they've morphed it right into the whole bread deal. It's a funny thing. These craft beer people are excellent at the grill. And they're real foodies. They just play around with food all the time. That's why I like them so much.
Yeah, we just saw a family walk by. It looks like the father and a couple of his kids, and they're over there in the bread making section. And what's unique about this is you're buying the whole grains here, and they have it set up in such a way that you can mill the grain. I know that my wife doesn't like breads that have like the seeds in them that are a little more whole grain, if you will. Now I do. I like having a little crunchy in my bread. And I buy bread. I'm no aficionado about making bread, but it's an interesting thing for the family to do, is get together, make bread. You can grind your own grains here. You can make your own flours, is what you're doing. He has a tremendous yeast selection. It's amazing that you can come over here, and guess what? No preservatives. It's all natural. It's a great way to make bread for your family, and it appears that this family here does this together. So what a great family activity to learn what all goes into bread. And then,
this time of year, that's soul food, man. That's stuff that
soups and stews. Well, and it's good inside activity too, because we can bake on the grill, and we can talk about that in a minute. But
And we're going to talk later in the show about something that this is related to, and that's having a barbecue party in your backyard in the middle of winter. And I wanna go through that a little bit, because that's happening more and more here.
Yeah, we'll touch on that in a minute. But coming up next, we're going to talk about some of those winter grilling methods. Bob's going to break down some beer can chicken and turkeys and converting your grill to an indirect cooker from a direct cooker. We're the Grilling Guys. Stick with us. We'll be back.
The Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.